borderline unethical life hacks. Or maybe they're a little beyond the border. It could be on either side of it. One foot in both. Does anyone have one that comes to mind before I give some examples?
I might have to hear examples to get the ball rolling in my head, because I'm like, what do I do?
I have two that are sort of peas in a pod. Okay. One, make sure you tell, and some people do this and it's maddening, they tell the truth and brag about and make sure people know they tell the truth so that when they lie, people believe them. Well, I always tell the truth.
Yeah.
And then when they tell a lie, they're like, well.
Yeah, my response to that is always, people who tell the truth don't have to constantly convince you that they're telling the truth.
Yes.
I think that's what most people do, is generally tell the truth, and occasionally you find yourself lying about something. I mean, that's where I would fall in, but I would never tell people. The people who tell you they tell you the truth all the time are always the biggest liars.
Yes.
Like, I've never felt the need to tell people that I always tell the truth.
Yeah.
Because my assumption is that most people just believe I'm telling them the truth, unless it's obvious I'm not.
Now, the other pea in the pod, this person writes, conversely, when it's not a huge deal, lie, but lie terribly. Make yourself known as a bad liar. Then when something's important, actually lie, and they'll never see it coming.
I did that.
I did that
with my mother when I was a kid. My entire childhood, I would purposely tell idiotic lies.
Like what?
Oh, I don't. I mean, what were you guys doing? You know, I'd be like, oh, I was late because my watch broke. And my mom would be like, let me see your watch. And I knew she'd look at it, and it's not broken, you know. It'd be like little dumb things that didn't matter that I knew I wouldn't really get in trouble for, so that later on, if I did do bigger things, I could go, yeah, I don't know. And my mom, my whole life, she'd go, yeah, you never lied to me because you were such a bad liar. And I'm like, if you only had an idea of the things I lied about.
Does that make you wonder about Hot Wings, that he was that conniving as an 8-year, 9-year old?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little sus.
I was very well thought out when I was a kid.
What happened?
It might be still doing it now.
Yeah, I think probably.
Mm-hmm. But no, I don't. It's different now. I mean, when you're a kid, it was that pre-built-in buffer. Like, I know, we did a lot of really, really stupid things that if I had gotten caught, I would have never been allowed to drive, ride on snowmobiles, get on a boat. You know, things that you do dumb things on when you're a kid that you don't want the world to know you did. Like, if my parents knew when I was a kid that I had accidentally lit the train trestle on fire, well, I probably would have never been allowed outside my house again. So, yeah, you lie about little things so that when bigger things happen, they think you couldn't possibly be lying because you're such a bad liar.
But did your parents ever say, why do you lie all the time? They're so stupid and it makes us not trust you. Because that's the impact it has on me.
No.
If somebody's telling me dumb, unnecessary lies all the time, it makes me not trust them all the time, even when they're telling the truth.
No, you couldn't do it too often. If you do it too often, then it's boy who cried wolf.
We have that with a couple dudes of our kid, a couple of our kids, where they lie so often. I'm like, dude, you're making something that wasn't a big deal. Now I'm getting frustrated that you're lying, and it's becoming a bigger deal right now.
Yeah, I feel like these unethical life hacks, and I'm not saying that like what you did, Hot Wings, especially as a kid, is wrong, but as an adult, I tell the truth, so that way when I lie, I can get away with it. It's so multi-leveled manipulative and a little sociopath to be able to be like, I am so good at telling the truth that now I can lie to you. Or I've made you think that I tell the truth all the time, so that way I can start lying to you and get away with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like the way Hot Wings described it is accurate for most people. You are truthful most of the time, and then sometimes when you lie, people are less suspicious of it. But if it is a ploy, then it gets into unethical life hack.
So my unethical life hack is you show up stoned the first time you meet people, so that way every time they meet you, you just always look like you're stoned, whether you are or not, and they never look at the person or look at you and think, something wrong with them.
You did that at the interview.
Yeah, definitely.
Give them a low baseline.
No, I couldn't find any weed in this place. My older sister-in-law taught me that when I first started smoking. She's like, just show up everywhere a little stoned the first time. And that way, whether you're stoned or sober, they'll never know the difference from every time after that. Like, all right, cool. I don't know if it works.
Someone said, when you start a new job, sandbag so that you then can show improvement and real results. Don't yeah. do your very best right out of the gate.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think there's some real logic and truth to that.
That's undersell over deliver.
Yes, which is good in a lot of ways.
I hope I can, you know, if your assignment is to get 5 things done in a day, don't get 8 things done in a day just to show off. Get those 5 right. done, and then next day, oh, I did 6.
Well, and especially if you can judge based on everyone around you, I think a lot of bosses would say that they have employees that do maybe a good job, but generally the bare minimum. So if you see where that barometer is and you start a little bit below those people because you're new and you use them and then you go, well, I'll just go one tick higher. It makes you look like you're working so much harder. I mean, to a degree, we benefited from...
We're finding out Hot Wings is super manipulative.
Well, we learned that. Well, you didn't even have to try in a lot of cases. In fact, in most of my jobs, I got yelled at because I was working too hard because the people who didn't want to work
this
hard.
One.
Not this one. But we did benefit in this building where it was like it's those low expectations. And all you have to do is act normal. And everyone thinks that you're great, even though you're not doing anything other than not being a butthole.
Not leaving at 8:15 and being a complete a-hole while we were here.
Yeah.
Earned us a lot of credit that we weren't due.
Right.
You're definitely right. Radio people lowered the bar. So if you act normal, say please and thank you, and are willing to help the people around you, they think you're really, really nice. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah, you just have to be better than the jaded people who have been there too long. That's all you got to do to succeed.
Well, there's a lot to surviving, but that does help, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Chris in Nashville, I show up stoned the first time like Kelly. It's brilliant.
It works.
This text. Kelly spot on. A wise line cook once told me that if you're always high, they never know when you're high. Don't they just assume the line cook is high all the time?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're working in a restaurant, I just kind of assume you're a stoner. Especially if you're working in the back of the house, for sure. How are you going to work in such a chaotic place and not need to... take a little toke afterwards.
This text, Kelly, it's working. Whenever I watch the show, I think you're stoned.
Man, everybody says that. I don't wear eye makeup. Once I stopped wearing eye makeup, people were like, look at her eyes. I know, they look squinty and small now because I don't wear mascara anymore. I can't get stoned and come do this job. That'd be terrible. No, I was stoned for Vlan last night.
And you could tell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You could smell it, I'm sure. It was a great time.
It was a good time.
It's a great time. But no, it's too early. I feel like if I get stoned that early in the day, I'm just tired by the time I get home. And it's not fun. I don't like to be stoned at work.
Have any of you ever used a return policy as a way of renting something?
Yes.
Definitely.
Tools. I've done it
Tools.
Many times.
A lot of women have. There's always a life hack about women doing that with clothing you're only going to wear once,
mm-hmm.
or like a wedding or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not that guys couldn't do the same thing.
Or a really good one is if you only want one piece of clothing from a place and that piece of clothing is like $15, but they only do free shipping on $50 or more. You order $50 worth of clothes so you get free shipping. You keep the garment that you want and then you send everything else back.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that one.
I've definitely done that one.
Yeah.
You know, you go to a concert or a movie, especially if you're not tall or maybe you're average height or below average height, and you don't want somebody to block your view. Less common in movie theaters now, the way they're laid out, but it used to be more common when it was that sort of slow incline as opposed to now. But like at a concert, it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is an unethical life hack I'll share at the beginning of the next segment that will clear that problem for you.